should be seeing you too. Flick of a switch, your cover was blown. I had a clinging suspicion like a heavy cologne. You were setting your heart down the fire escape. I had my slow motion replay and my measuring tape. The fun in the fight, the thrill of it all. But we were powered by the pride that was preceding the fall. For the kill and the cure. A chemical fire, a fatal reaction. Give it my all to try to win back a fraction. Dripping in teaspoons, melting in miles. You say I'm crazy, but you can't help but smile. Out in the open, feeling the cold. This is the Heartbreak Olympics and we're going for gold. I'm calling the shots, you're raising the bet. We know this is the best it's ever going to get.
One of the songs on the album, The Fun in the Night, is Kill in the Cure. And this actually has the title, The Fun in the Fight, as part of the lyrics.
So I feel like, especially in this song, a lot of the lyrics are these dualities that I just love putting two words next to each other. And the two words mean something very different when they're separate, but you put them together and it's just this... I geek out about words all the time, but just it completely changes the meaning of them, having them linked together like that. So this song has a lot of those, you know, into the red, out of the blue. And so The Fun in the Fight, this goes back to, I guess our tendency to write songs about these weird semi-obsessive relationship dynamics. But this is sort of like, to me, it means, you know, the struggle is what is the enjoyable part of the relationship, which I wouldn't recommend that. I don't think that's like a healthy dynamic, but as a lyric to me, it's very interesting to think about the fact that like, maybe we're in this because like, you know, we work best when nothing's working, right? Like this is this idea that, you know, what we like most about the two of us is that we don't like each other. So that's kind of the idea of a time behind The Fun in the Fight. But we chose it as the album title because we also, you know, in our our day-to-day as indie musicians, we come up against a lot of fights and a lot of challenges. And I think our team philosophy is just to kind of approach everything with the ideal that, you know, the challenge is what we're here for, and the challenge is the fun part. And we're going to stick with this because it's going to make it that much better when we finally accomplish the goal, knowing how much work and effort and fight we put into it.
So there's no person that inspired this. There's no relationship that either one of you had that inspired this, or is it inspired by the relationship with each other?
Oh God. No, we're not at each other's throats all the time. And we have happy romantic relationships, each of us, that are not toxic, which is good. But again, I think this is one of those slip into the character songs that I really enjoy writing the lyrics for. And I think the riff is sort of that, it's sort of the same dynamic as an Out of My Head, where it's like, there's this riff that pulls you forward into the song, and the lyrics kind of reflect the riff.
There's a line, "This is the Heartbreak Olympics and we're going for gold." And I think somewhat unusually, Chris, you echo your guitar to the lyric, because normally you do something more complimentary. And I'm talking specifically the rock version versus the acoustic version from the November album, One Night in November, where you don't do that on that. And it's like, it caught my ear when it happened that you, why did you do that?
So I would love to say that there's like a deep meaning to like the guitar echoing the lyric. And if anyone out there listens to it and they feel like a deep meaning or something, then, you know, art is up to everyone's interpretation. I will say we decided to do it in the studio mainly because, like you said, like you listened to it and it caught your ear. Like creating those moments where you're listening to a song. I mean, like a song needs good roots. It needs good lyrics. It needs good structure. It needs to like make sense and like feel good to listen to. But I also love when music does those little things that are just fun or interesting or cool for no reason other than the fact that they're fun or interesting or cool. So I think actually like the first time we ever played that song as a band, the bassist was like, you know, I want to copy the vocal right there, which is not something that happens very much in our music. As you pointed out, usually the vocal is kind of off doing its thing and all of the music works together to try to support whatever the vocal's doing, but doesn't really echo it. But that time the bassist played it, and our bassist at the time, her name was Kate, we just fell in love with what she did. And we were like, oh, we need to include that on the album, because it was just like this moment where it's like this song that's all about like, you know, this duality between like the lyrics are like, you know, every line is a duality, and the instrument and the vocal, it's like the instrument is like really like sparse and robotic and like clockwork, and the vocal kind of floats on top. And then there's this one section where all of a sudden it's just like everything hits you together in unison at the same time. And it was just, it was a moment that we didn't want to pass up in the song.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.